As I fly, I see a mountain, down the middle, a split. I feel strongly compelled and am drawn right towards it. I approach on foot, from the east I do walk. Reaching the center, I feel altered and hear the stones talk. Welcome, young one, to this very old site of timekeeping and prayer, calendars left and right. A cave appears, and I am urged to go in, to drum for my spirit and all of my kin. Quickly, drum turns to rattle, and my mind seems to drift. I can hear much more clearly. I feel an inner shift. I hear, you are surely a seeker, here for a reason, because you have arrived in just the right season. Summer solstice, a fine time to come to our gap, to learn something new about earth and sky maps. I ask about the symbols. What do they mean, each one? Each mark marks a calendar of fertility and sun. Don't discount the power of simple, purposeful marks, for they have always kept time, tracking light and dark, each season and cycle, summer through spring, and which part of the year a new child to bring. This ancient temple is spirit land for some, and tonight for the solstice, pilgrims will come to watch the sun set in perfect alignment, moving down through the gap, expressing sacred confinement. This glyph, a big ant head, marks both time and space, 180 notches times two, the yearly sun at this place. So much to tell you, so little time. For instructions on how to track 3, 6, and 9 months, 12 months make a year. A sun cycle of symbols helps folks to be clear, because a calendar, young dear one, is a living thing. But time now has passed for the teaching we bring. As the sun sets on solstice, my mind returns from the cave, eternally grateful for the wisdom the rock people gave.